Welcome to the final module of phase one. In this module, we'll be taking everything we've worked on in modules 1 through 3 and putting it together to write our problem statement. Now, a problem statement is a clear and concise description of the current problem or pain point that we're going to address in the work ahead. This is the final leg in taking everything from that swirling mess of ping pong balls that we held in the beginning of this phase to a defined, tangible list of concerns. A problem statement is, in many ways, the beginning of a gap analysis. Where am I now, and where do I want to go? This statement will inform our work in phase 2 and 3, where we will derive our impact and goal statements, respectively. It also provides an anchor to our work in general. Our problem statement becomes part of our commitment to ourselves, so as we move forward, we can ask, how is what I'm doing holding me accountable to address my problem statement? Or more simply, how is what I'm doing in service of my growth and healing? The goal here is present focused. We want to clarify what the problem is, why it's a problem, and what's rooting you to it, or obstacles to be addressed in the future. Now, as you hear me saying this, you're probably thinking, that sounds an awful lot like what we did in modules 1 through 3. Exactly. The process of drafting a problem statement is most effectively done when we break these pieces down and then pull them all back together. Could you imagine trying to sift through all of this in one sitting? We typically see when people try to do it that way that the reflective process is much shallower. The focal point is often still on those symptoms that we talked about, rather than beginning to understand the deeply rooted pain points that we have within us. So using the worksheet provided or your own paper, I want you to fill out the following statement. I am unhappy, unfulfilled, upset, or fill in your chosen word, because. This will be the summary points or even a dumping of the points defined in module 1. Next up, it bothers me because blank, which you defined in module 2. And I feel stuck in these problems because blank, defined in modules 2 and 3. I worry that this means blank and says blank about me. You're going to pull that from module 2. The belief I have about myself that's keeping me stuck here or afraid of breaking out of this is blank. Those will come from module 3. This may feel unfinished because our propensity once we identify suffering is to say, and I plan to do X about it, or here's how I'm gonna fix it. But remember, we're gonna get there in phases 2 and 3, but not until we've done the work to answer this in a meaningful way. Using our example from the previous modules, it might become something like this. I'm deflated. I feel burnt out and invisible. I hate my body, and I'm constantly feeling anxious about something I may have done or said. I don't know what I want versus what I've told myself to want, and I'm always afraid people will leave me. It bothers me because I want to be honest with others and trust that not everyone will leave. I feel like I keep putting myself in positions to feel resentful and burnt out, but don't have the confidence to do anything different. And I can't actually answer the question, who am I? Because I feel like I've spent my whole life performing. I feel stuck in these problems because there never seems to be enough time for me to do this work meaningfully, and there's always a new fire to put out. I'm overrun by fear and have very little distress tolerance skills, so will often default to the easier option, even if it isn't what I want. It's like I get paralyzed by fear and uncertainty. I worry that this means I will always live this life, and perhaps I can't make the changes I seek. I fear that there will be too much pain by doing this work, and I can't handle it or will hurt and disappoint people. I don't want people to be mad at me or see me as being selfish. The beliefs I have about myself that are keeping me stuck here or afraid of breaking out of this are that people will be mad at me or won't want to be around me if I'm not doing something for them. If I don't have it all together, I might just be seen as a failure, and that what I do is synonymous with my worth. I've prioritized external validation and approval because I've been taught that fitting in is the most important thing. Now, I want you to think about this statement as a draft. You just heard the one that I gave you as an example. This will change and pivot or be added to over time. It helps us worry less about writing it perfectly when we see things in draft format and simply allows us to get it on paper. It's also essential to see this as a draft because, as I mentioned, it's not uncommon for people to have new insight generated in phase 2 that leads them to expand on their work in module 1 and, in some cases, adjust the problem statement. I want you to remember as you go through and you put all of this down that this is for you and you alone. You don't have to share your problem statement with anyone if you don't want to, and it doesn't have to make sense to anyone but you. It just has to be honest. All right. Just like that, we have finished with phase one and have answered the question, what's the problem? At least as it stands right now. We've looked at the depth of our pain and everything we hold in our present selves. Once you've finished drafting your problem statement, I want you to close your notebook, save the files, and take a break. I like to invite at least a 1 to 2 week pause between phases of work, which can be hard with the transition from phase one to phase two because we still feel like we're waiting for a plan or some form of action. But remember, knowing the problem and sitting in it is a vital part of the process. And ultimately, the only thing that has changed from the time you started the program until now is the awareness and connection you have to your pain. It was always there. You could handle it then. You're just noticing it or labeling it now. It's okay to let the knowing stay knowing for a while, as this will also be a step in developing a bit of distress tolerance or allowing yourself to be present in circumstances and feelings that are less than ideal without allowing it to consume you and beginning to trust that they are temporary experiences and feelings, even if our definitions and timelines for temporary are different. When you're ready, you'll join me for phase two. Phase two is the build phase, where we will be focusing on building insight into the cause and effect of our current problems and pain. It expands our scope of understanding and processing to our past and takes a deeper look into our present circumstances and expands our view out to see the domino effect. This phase is broken down into two sections. 2A is the cause section and 2B is the effect section. In the cause section, we'll be doing a lot of similar work to that in phase one, but deeper. We'll look at the roots that exist to our pain today and how they came to be by exploring the development of our shame stories and negative core beliefs. We'll also explore intersecting identities and the impact of community and culture in shaping how we make sense of and come to internalize messages about these parts of ourselves. In phase 2B, we'll be exploring the downstream effects of our pain. Some of this will connect to the symptoms we initially discussed, but we'll also be thinking about the cause and effect of these symptoms. If I feel burned out all the time, what's the cycle that gets created? How does it affect my self-care patterns? How does that affect my confidence? How does that lack of confidence affect my relationship with my partner or my willingness to speak up at work? Again, great job getting to this point. Be sure to visit your self-care list and take time for some activities that fill you up. Or let go of some activities, thoughts, or people that are draining you. Take those few weeks between now and phase two to get settled and to allow that discomfort to be something you're curious about. And when you're ready, I will see you back here for phase two.